Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, welcome everybody. I got a couple stories that caught my eye for strange reasons, and one is groomers. Have you heard this term? We had the clip. I don't know what happened to this clip. Maybe you guys can find it. Please look for it. But it was a Morning Joe, and there was a guy's name is Heilman, and he was on there talking with Morning Joe, and he says, and they were talking about this whole Disney thing. And he says, well, Joe, Joe, you truly can't overstate it. You know, I've been in Florida this week, right, in Tallahassee for all of this DeSantis stuff. And just on this one issue, talking to Democratic legislators, members of the House, members of the Senate, Republican legislators, members of the House, members of the Senate, the way in which these particular charges, the notion, I mean, you had Disneyland. Disney World is not just being attacked. It's being portrayed as pedo world, you know, pedo world, pedophilia world. That's what those protests were over the weekend. The language of pedophilia and grooming, as you just suggested, is not an isolated case. I know you're saying it is, but I'm stunned. I mean, truly stunned. And in Tallahassee and all over the state of Florida, there's not a congressional race. There's not a legislative race in which the Democrat in that race is not by someone, an outside group or voter or opponents or the strategist for an opponent, being accused if they are being opposed in any element of the DeSantis culture war agenda, being accused either implicitly or explicitly of being on the side of pedophiles or themselves being a groomer. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. See, I remember when a groomer was somebody that groomed your pet. You take your pet in, they said, where'd you taking your pet? I'm taking my pet into the groomer. Nope, not now. Groomer's got a whole new meaning. And let me tell you something. Right-thinking conservatives, you pragmatic people, good for you. You have coined a term. This is, Ron DeSantis is getting a rite of passage here. Pedo world is now Disney world. I was in church the other day. A pastor in the church said, you know what? He's like, yeah, at home you're watching Disney. And he goes, oops, not anymore. He actually said this in church. People are getting it. They're waking up. It is pedo world. They are groomers. And do you know something? These leftists hate being called groomers. They hate it. What do you mean calling us groomers? You are groomers. You decide that some six-year-old kid should be looking into transgender activities. Little boys doing drag queen contests. It is absolutely insanity out there. And you know what? You are fighting back. You are winning. Look. You know, it's funny. The thing I get most about this show is people say, Kevin, your show makes me feel good about who I am. Let me tell you why you feel good about who you are. You're not selfish. Everything you do is for somebody else. Do you know that as I sit here talking to you, you are looking at things and you're saying, I don't have any kids. But I wouldn't want that for anybody else's kids. My kids are grown. I wouldn't want that for anybody else's kids. I don't have to worry about inflation, but I don't want it for anybody else. I'm concerned about the high cost of energy for other people, and I could go on. You are selfless. You are you're concerned about your fellow man. Let me tell you what, the other side, they don't have a care in the world. They don't care about your kids. They wouldn't save your kids from a fire, from drowning, nothing. They're the people who will not do the Heimlich maneuver because they'll say, oh, I could get sued. You're going to do it. Even if you could get sued, you're still going to err on the side of saving somebody's life. If you have to push somebody out from a car in traffic, you will do it. You won't even think twice about it. You are loving and giving to a level that the left can't even understand. And you know why you do it? Because you understand where you fit in the scheme of things. You see it as this life, as good as it is, no matter what I'm going through, there's something better for me. This isn't all there is. And as I pursue this thing, I believe it to be God. As you get closer to God, you understand your significance. Yes, it's great to leave a legacy. Yes, it's great to do these deeds or whatever, but this isn't what the way you're going to be judged. There's something inside of you that drives it. Look, I can only tell you, I think about life, as my buddy goes, he goes, man, the minute you get over 40, you think about life differently. You get over 50, you realize there are likely more years behind you than in front of you, and you have a different perspective. Now, my son asked me, we'll be walking to the airport. I'll pick up a piece of paper that I didn't drop and put it in the trash. He's like, Dad, why do you do that? You didn't drop it. It's just in me, man. It's in me to do it. It's a second and a half waste of my time to do it, but it's okay. I've only got a certain amount of time. What do you spend your time doing? Let me tell you, you spend a lot of your time thinking about helping others. The things that we focus on don't even apply to us. Education. My kids, for the most part, are out of school. I got one left, and I don't care. Being honest with you, I don't care what he does. I think he's going to be successful no matter what. He's been raised in such an amazing way. He'll be successful with or without college. If he quit school today, I mean, I wouldn't tell him to do it, but if he did, he'd be fine. And so I don't have to worry about it. Why do I have an education 501c3? I got three magna cum laude graduates from three colleges, from Wharton, SMU, and the University of Texas, and one that's probably just as smart as his brother. Well, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about indoctrination. My kids aren't indoctrinated. You know, so I look at all this and I say, why do we do it? We do it, folks, because we care. The left doesn't do anything because they care about you. All they care about is getting your money and getting themselves more power. That's it. And it's disturbing because we get up looking for solutions to problems, real solutions. If there was true racism in this country, you would want to solve it. Many of you go, Kevin, you ask me all the time, Kevin, I mean, do you really feel like America's racist? I mean, you're asking me, and I'm like, I just want to say, shut up. Just stop it. But I indulge you. Of course we're not. America's not racist. But you ask because you care. And you're saying, look, if it really is, if it's something that I need to be aware of, help me with it. The left do more than groom kids, folks. They groom conservatives. They groom everybody to their sick ideology. And you are the only thing stopping them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at
thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I love reporting wins to you. And this story's it's a little dated, but it's a win. And I talked earlier about the term groomers. Leftists hate it. Keep it going. Call them that. I used to call, many times I'd get into arguments with people on Twitter, and they would blah, 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 and I'd say, shut up, pedophile. What do you mean pedophile? I go, shut up. You're a pedophile. You're a leftist, so you're a pedophile. I'm no pedophile. How dare you call me a pedophile? Well, you condone pedophilia. You know? And so I hit him with that. Well, I'm not a pedophile yet, but you condone pedophilia. You condone NAMBLA. You condone that lifestyle. You condone all the things that lend itself to that. I'm telling you, there's no people that the conservative movement has no place for pedophiles. I think you would agree, right? Aren't we the religious, the Bible thumpers? We would see that as wrong. So you're it, and you're a pedophile. Now, it doesn't mean you're doing it, but it means you condone it. And you do understand the word, right? It means lover of children in the non-lovable way. You know what I'm saying? So you're a pedophile in the sexual way, in a deviant way. They get mad. Well, they hate groomer. They hate the term. We don't get to label them too often. So I'm telling you, the people that support Disney, oh, great. We're going to take our kid to Disney. Great. Oh, you're grooming them. You're grooming them. Well, good for you. What do you mean we're grooming them? You're grooming them. Disney is all about, you know, all that free love stuff with the kids and all that good stuff. Yeah. Hey, to each his own. To each his own. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And for those of you who say, well, Kevin, I'm a lover of children, too. Doesn't that make me a pedophile? Yeah. Well, I get it if you want to take the strict use of the word. But since we get to spin words any way we want, no, it means that they are, because it's the sexual deviance of children. That's what you're thinking about. There needs to be another word. I absolutely love children. I certainly love mine. And I can occasionally tolerate other people's kids. But I wouldn't call me a lover of them. Yeah. I tolerate kids. Is there a word for tolerating kids? A tolerophile? I'm a tolerophile. Because I would tell another person's kid in a minute, hey, stop it. Stop it, little brat. I've been there, done that many times. And you know what's funny? I can only think of one time where a parent, and it wasn't because the kid was acting up, one time that a parent asked me not to say anything to their kids. And it was in a karate studio. And the guy brought his kid there, and I was teaching the kid how to tie his belt. He says, would you please not deal with my kids? And I was offended. You know, I'm a black belt. I can teach a kid how to tie his belt. I wasn't the black belt leading that class. My kid was in the class. He was like, and his comment was, yeah, but my kid may not know that from other men. So he may have a trust because he trusts you here. He may have a trust of other men. And I respected that. I get that. But I was like, dude, I got no, you're here. Your kid's tying his belt wrong, and I'm showing him how to tie it. Yeah, whatever. I mean, no offense, but ignorant black dude. Because if an instructor had said to me, you know, your son doesn't know how to tie his belt, I'm going to help him tie it, I would have been like, fine. You know, no problem. But whatever. Anyway, back to winning. Winning. Grooming. Calling people pedophiles. Calling them groomers. Letting people know that. And don't. It's not mean-spirited. And you go, well, I mean it with all sincerity. Look, I'm not trying to come down on your lifestyle. If you want to groom your children. I don't want to groom my children. Well, that's what Disney does. That's what Disney does. Well, no, it's all about the game. No, it isn't. It's not about that. We don't have any problem with that. People, we understand there are gay people. You know, you can go all through it, but you get what I'm saying. They don't like it. And you don't need to be mean about it. That's the way you win them over, is by saying, look, I'm not trying to start a battle with you. It's okay. If Disney wants to be, if you like associating with companies that groom children, it's okay. If you want to be a groomer, I don't have a problem with it. It's your child. You can do what you want with it. So what? The government condones it now. Your people condone it. That's why I'm calling you that. Your Democrat people love that. Boy, they get upset. Well, if you don't like it, I don't understand why you're doing it, because you're certainly doing it. You're condoning it. You're giving your money to them. But I digress. This professor, and again, this story is, you know, a week or so, 2 weeks old, I don't know. But it's a win. And I always tell you guys, I'm not going, okay, guys, here's the mission. Find me stories that I can tell my people in the morning on the show that we're all winning. I don't have to do that. We're winning. When you wake up in the morning as a conservative, you're winning because you're on the side of righteousness. It's as simple as that. That's as simple as it gets. You are working towards something higher than yourself. If you're smart, you're working towards, you know, being closer to God. That's really all. That's all you can do. You'll never get there. You get as close as you can. And you know you're a failure, which is why you pray. And you say, God, please help me here. And as I was listening to a pastor talk about this, but I told my son this every morning. I go, every morning, son, you get up and you can renew who you were. You could have had a rough day the day before. You could have broken all the family rules. But you can get up today and say, I'm going to break less rules. I'm going to be a better person today. And you have renewed yourself, particularly if you have a belief in something bigger than yourself, which involves a belief in God. I'm not talking about spirituality and the wind and the, you know, smoke some peyote and go get on your trip the way like these leftists and some of these guys with a lot of money, more money than sense, want to do. I don't need to smoke peyote to understand what life's about for me. Professor, Shawnee University refused to use the preferred pronouns of a biological male. He's been awarded $400,000 from the school. As far as I'm concerned, it's not enough. Philosophy professor Nicholas Merriweather settled with the university after filing a lawsuit. This has been going on from November 2018, alleging that the school violated his religious freedom and First Amendment rights. Why am I doing the Unapologetically American tour? For this very reason. So anyway, Alliance Defending Freedom filed a voluntary dismissal of the case on April 14th in light of the settlement agreement. Merriweather can choose when to use or avoid titles and pronouns when addressing students per the university's settlement. This is a win for the First Amendment. It is a win for sanity. Because these little knuckleheads that think they should be able to tell you, oh, you will call me a so-and-so. I will call you whatever I want, you little princess. You know how many times I get into arguments with women on Twitter and I say, shut up, dude. I'm not a dude. I'm a woman. No, you're not. Not to me. I profess thee as a dude. And many guys argue with me and I say, you know, it'll be Chuck for whatever. I'll go, yeah, Chuck. I go, yeah, whatever, princess. I got your princess. Yeah, I know. I know, princess. I call them exactly the opposite. You know what? They hate it. How dare you? I dare you because I can. That's why you dare me, because I can. I can call you whatever I want. Oh, Kevin, you're getting in the mud with him. Fine, I'm fighting the mud. Somebody's got to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is very unhappy about the leaked draft of a Supreme Court ruling apparently overturning longstanding abortion rights.
If this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision.
Biden saying the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling has been the law of the land for nearly 50 years. Chief Justice John Roberts saying the court will investigate the leak and that the report is authentic, although it does not represent a decision by a court or the final position of any member on the issues in the case. A record number of Americans are quitting their jobs. Labor Department figures show 4.5 million people voluntarily left their jobs in March, up slightly from the previous month. Professional and business services led the way with the largest increase in quits, followed by the construction industry. This is USA Radio News. The Navy is moving sailors off ships after possible suicides.
About 260 sailors are being moved off a Navy ship this week. They're being offered temporary housing after 7 sailors serving on the USS George Washington died. 4 of the deaths happened last year. The other 3 were over a span of 1 week last month. Officials say 1 is confirmed suicide and 3 others are suspected. The ship has been docked off the coast of Virginia for maintenance since 2017. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is always there for anybody. 1-800-273-TALK. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Virginia judge is denying Amber Heard's request to throw out the defamation lawsuit filed by her former husband, Johnny Depp. The Pirates of the Caribbean star is suing his ex-wife for $50 million after she claimed to be a victim of domestic violence. More news at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Was the Steele dossier disinformation?
It's not for me to opine on
that. You know, Emmer, that was a man who wants to set up the misinformation or disinformation department, governance board, or whatever within the government. That is the Democrats telling you, conservative Americans listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, that they are going to shut down your First Amendment. Welcome. Glad you're here. 844-551-8255. Democrats tell you to your face what they're going to do. They are bold. They are brazen. They will come take your money. They will take your home. They will put you in jail. And it'll be for the craziest things. Oh, you're a climate denier. Oh, you mispronounced me. They will try to drive you into bankruptcy, and ultimately they want to shut you down. They want to shut your voice down. If you don't think that social media is a cabal with these leftist pukes, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of them, Google, silencing your voice, you haven't been paying attention. Don't make me go all James Shatner on you. You better wake up. This is a personal, direct attack to your freedom of speech. That is the reason why I decided to do the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. And look, you can ignore me the same way when 6-7 years ago I went to every major conservative publication on the planet and say, guys, let me tell you what's coming. They are going to shut you down. They're going to shut off your pipeline to income. They're going to shut off your pipeline to reach people. Do you know what a person does who wants to abuse somebody in a relationship? Do you know what they do? What is the first thing they do? They say, you can't talk to any of your old friends and don't talk to family. What do you think's happening to you? America, wake up. You are in an abusive relationship with people who don't want you to talk to family or friends. What do you think COVID, Wu Flu, was about? You think it was about the virus, right? Oh, no, they were just trying to protect us. And I understand what they did. What they did was they cut you off from family and friends and people that may become family or friends. They stopped you from going to funerals, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, quinceañeras, all of it. It hit every culture. And it was one thing in my two things. One, keep you from talking, keep you distant from people. What happens when you go electronic? What happens when you say, well, I'll talk to mom and dad on Zoom or I'll text more or whatever? Who gathers that information?
I know, Kevin, you're a conspiracy theorist. Come on, Kevin Jackson, you're getting all conspiracy. You're getting all Alex Jones on me, bro.
Is it easier for me to keep up with you when I'm monitoring all your electronics or when you meet face to face? And do a mafioso where you can cover your mouth up. Hey, listen, everybody. I can't reach your lips move.
The government doesn't want you talking to family and friends. The government doesn't want you meeting. The government wants to be able to monitor everything that you do so that the office of the Disinformation Governance Board, as Mayorkas likes to say, we're just concerned about things that end up being a threat. You know, no, it's not about your own personal thing. No, we're never going to do anything against you. This is for the greater good. So what? The majority of the misinformation has come from anybody? Anybody? The government. So what? So what? We lied to you about Wu flu, the severity of Wu flu. So what? We lied to you about the number of people who got it. So what? We lied to you about the number of people who died from it. So what? We lied to you about the vaccines. So what? We continue lying to you about the number of people who are having adverse reactions or death from the vaccines. Who cares? We are the Ministry of Information. We know what's good for you. We know what's better for you than you even know for yourselves. Yep. Mayorkas, he explains it. Here he is talking about, I'm so glad you asked the question so I can explain it.
Let's talk about a different topic, which is what you are calling, your department is calling the Disinformation Governance Board. You unveiled that this week. Republicans are calling it Orwellian and comparing it to the Ministry of Truth in the novel 1984. Can you clarify what exactly is this? What exactly will this Disinformation Governance Board do? Will it monitor American citizens?
Again, I'm very pleased to do so. It's clear. I mean, those criticisms are precisely the opposite of what this small working group within the Department of Homeland Security will do. And I think we probably could have done a better job of communicating what it does and does not do.
So
the fact is that disinformation that creates a threat to the security of the homeland is our responsibility to address, and this department has been addressing it for years, throughout the years of the prior administration, and an ongoing basis. Disinformation from Russia,
right.
China.
We know the problems, but it's still not clear to me how this governance board will act. What will it do?
So what it does is it works to ensure that the way in which we address threats, the connectivity between threats and acts of violence are addressed without infringing on free speech, protecting civil rights and civil liberties, the right of privacy. And the board, this working group, internal working group, will draw from best practices and communicate those best practices to the operators, because the board does not have operational authority.
Will American citizens be monitored?
No.
Guarantee that.
Well, so what we do...
Let's go back to the first clip. Mayorkas is asked about the Steele dossier, which generated all this BS, spent $40 million, essentially, that created a coup in our election. And he says, he's asked specifically, will you address, I can't speak to that. Okay, so what good is the department? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Again, the number is 844-551-8255. So he can't answer that, refuses to, because he knows the answer, right? He obviously knows that that is a threat. It's a threat to our security. I mean, look, this is the biggest crock, and yet again, more unelected bureaucrats to tell us what to do. What's going to be the lockdown that these guys do? We have a little fraud, Fauci, a little toad, who locked this country down, who ruined lives, who killed more people than the Nazis. And he's an unelected bureaucrat that we have to pay attention to. If you want to call that little clown an expert, good for you. That little guy is a scourge that never should, we should make sure that a position like that never occurs again in this country. And yet, right in front of our faces, they create another department. When Trump gets back into office, don't you think the first thing he should do is shut this thing down? Don't you think we should be petitioning Congress saying, you can't tell us what to say? You want to go monitor Russia and China, which is what Mayorkas says that they're going to do. You've been doing it, so what do you need this thing for? Again, let me tell you what this is. This is the Patriot Act on steroids. And what these clowns want to do is they want to take away your ability to go in and talk to school boards. They want to take away your ability to go and petition this government through any regress you have to go out in March, a.k.a. January 6th. This is a prelude to absolute totalitarianism. As God is my witness, I see it as clear as I can see my computer screen. Anything less, and you're fooling yourselves. Ask yourself whatever, ask any question of what do you have you seen where the government went, okay, this is where we will leave our rights and respect the rights of people. Show me where. Even the First Amendment, you know what these clowns go? Oh, well, it doesn't include tanks and all that. The First Amendment, the right to bear arms, has no limitations. I know, Kevin, nukes, anybody can have a nuke. You're exactly right. Anybody could have a nuke. Do you want one? Well, let me put it another way. Do you think that the people who are pursuing nukes, do you think they care about First Amendment or any amendment? Of course not. Terrorists are pursuing nukes. Are you? Are you pursuing a tank? Of course not. There's nothing to prevent you from having one. Oh, you can't have... Yes, you can. But it's funny how these people will make you believe that... you can't... Yes, you can. You can have a Russian MiG. You could go get a Russian MiG. You could go buy the armaments for that MiG. I mean, I don't know how you'd get them. But there's lots of things you can do. You wouldn't because you're not thinking about going to war or whatever. But that the limitations that we put on ourselves because somebody goes, well, does that mean you should have a tank? How many people do you know that have tanks? The government always wants you to feel like you got to limit yourself to something. I can build myself a nuclear weapon. I may not have fissionable material, but I can do it. There's nothing stopping me. But the government will go, oh, he's building a nuclear weapon. They have no idea what I'm going to do or why I'm doing what I do. They want you to believe I'm a kook. The kooks are these people that want to stop you from having open and honest discussion about all of these topics. And they want to fool you. They really want you to believe that they have you. Nothing but your best interest in mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mr. Secretary, yesterday you announced the formation of the Disinformation Governance Board at DHS. You put out a bulletin 2 months ago, a big fancy bulletin here, red, white, and blue. You said that misleading narratives, dis and malinformation, MDM as you call it, misleading narratives undermine the trust in government. I was just wondering, when the head of the CDC, Ms. Walensky, said that the vaccinated can't get the virus, did that undermine trust in government? When the highest paid official in our government, the smartest man on the planet, Dr. Fauci, when he said the virus didn't come from the lab, did that undermine trust in government? And will that be something that this governing board will look at? How about this one? How about with 51 former intel officials told us that the Hunter Biden story was had all the earmarks of Russian misinformation. Will that be something that this governance board that you just formed, will you be looking into that?
Congressman, the disinformation board addresses disinformation that imperils the safety and security of our homeland. And one of the primary areas that we are focused on is the dissemination of disinformation and its potential connection.
That's not what your bulletin talking about.
The gentleman's time is
COVID.
The gentleman's time has expired. I am permitting the witness to answer the question. But the gentleman can say nothing now. It's witnesses.
Let me know when
privilege to answer the gentleman's question.
Yeah.
And it's, your answer.
And its connectivity to violence.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Welcome back, of those of you who already listened to the previous segment where I talked about this Orwellian disinformation board. It's called the Disinformation Governance Board, the DGB. It's the equivalent of the KGB for the Russians. That's what it is. You say the wrong thing, we will put you in prison. Jim Jordan, glad to say he's a buddy of mine. Jim asked a very simple question. He says, hey, there's some things that we need to talk about. The head of the CDC said of the virus, gave us disinformation about the virus. Said that you couldn't get it if you got the vaccine. Is that disinformation? Well, it's only where public safety's involved, says Mayorkas. Well, public safety's involved. If I get this shot, then am I going to be okay? Will I get the disease? No, you won't get it. Oh, and by the way, if you get the shot, you won't get the disease, but the shot will kill you. Is that disinformation? Is that protecting the American public? Short answer, of course not. What about Fauci? Origins of the Wu flu. Oh, no, it wasn't done in a China lab. There's no such thing as gain of function or whatever. Well, what happens if indeed we want to know the exact location and we really do have a virus that can kill everybody? Do you trust the CDC? Because I don't. Their disinformation screwed me up royally. I don't trust this government for anything. I got another one. Jim Jordan says, what about these 51 former intel officials who vouched for Hunter Biden's laptop, who said it was Russian disinformation? Well, what's the ramifications of Hunter Biden's laptop? I heard it had Department of Defense security codes on it. What else is on there? Is there a potential for that laptop to be used to blackmail the Biden administration? Yes to all of it. I have a few clips on disinformation we'll play for you. And I'm going to give you guys a warning. We're going to be talking about why is there such an attack on the very First Amendment, free speech? How is it possible that Twitter and Facebook and these other organizations have gotten away with kicking you off because you dare propose something counter to what other people are saying, right or wrong? Right or wrong? It would be like flat earth theory people. If you say, Kevin, I think the earth is flat, and I go, well, I think there's plenty of proof that it's round, but I wouldn't shut you down from it. I think it's idiotic, but it wouldn't shut you down. In no way has anything we said violated any of the tenets of what this disinformation nonsense would be, which, as I said, we should be boycotting this with all our might. This should not happen. There is nothing that should be able to stop you from saying whatever you want. I know that sounds, it goes against the grain, because there are many things you're not going to like that come out of people's mouths. I've been there. But you can say it. You can say it no matter how vile, ugly, incendiary, etc. You should be able to say it. And that should be our stance, period. And I don't care whether it's, I hate this group, I don't like that, this people could die. Short of you saying, I want you dead, or making a threat to somebody, and I know, Kevin, there you go. No. If you threaten to kill somebody, then you're talking that you've crossed over the line. But as far, you could say, I can't stand them, I think they stink, whatever. Everything short of, I want them dead, and you should be able to say it. Now, I know there are people out there going, well, you're limiting it. No, I'm not.
You shouldn't, in other words, something, it's like my own personal world. That's the way I look at it. And this may be a libertarian view. As long as my world, what I do and say does not violate anybody, steal their property or harm their body, I should be able to do and say whatever I want. And that is 100% the way it should be, period. And I know there are things, people say stuff I don't like all the time. I've never wanted to say, man, somebody needs to just shut them up. Nope. They can get shut up in the court, you know, in the court of public opinion. I don't like what they said. There are many things that you will catch yourself not saying. You've done it. You've self-regulated your own speech. I know you have. If you're an adult, even if you're a kid, if you're smart, you've self-regulated. You said, nope, I ain't saying that. Or you selectively choose where you say things. You'll say things to your boys that you don't say to in mixed company, as they used to say. But don't tell me what to say. And I may occasionally say something in mixed company that offends somebody, but don't know. You might even offend your boys. Nobody should be able to tell you what to say or what to do. But anyway, the purveyors of misinformation. What do you want to hear? You want to hear Chuck Schumer and who he blames for what's going on in the country?
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts and raise rates. No Republican is ever going to do that. So the only way to get rid of inflation is through reconciliation.
Complete and utter misinformation. Get rid of Trump tax cuts. How did we get here? How did we get to inflation? Joe Biden. Yep, Biden. In a recent interview, Stephen Miller talked about what this administration does. And I think I told you guys that I'd gotten into this battle over an email where this guy is still talking about Trump. And I'm like, have you even stopped for a second to just evaluate Biden? Just for a second. But anyway, here's Stephen Miller talking about Biden and how Democrats lie.
The quality, it's not just that we're being propagandized from this administration. The quality of the propaganda really does feel like something out of a backwater regime. I mean, the idea that Vladimir Putin is responsible for the destruction of the U.S. dollar, and that we're supposed to believe this, when Joe Biden did two things when he came into office that caused the inflation crisis. One, he passed the American Rescue Act, and two, he reversed President Trump's energy revolution. Those two actions, and those two actions alone, are what created the conditions for this inflation crisis. So it is Biden's price hike, for which he is 100% responsible. Every drop of oil that the world gets from Russia could be replaced with billions and billions and billions of oil reserves to spare just by American production. We have reserves of oil, shale, and natural gas, what President Trump calls liquid gold, under our feet that truly make us the envy of the world. But right now we're the laughingstock of the world because we won't use it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to that again was Stephen Miller. And he's talking about the quality of the lies, the quality of the misinformation, disinformation, call it whatever you want, the quality of it. And what he's saying is what I've been saying for the better part of a decade. Democrats lie to your face. They tell you exactly what they're going to do to you and make it appear as though that's the thing they're going to help you with. Kevin, we really want to show you how not to lose your money. What they're telling you is, I'm about to take your money. Now, I don't want to go. To me, this is old news. But this disinformation thing is something that we shouldn't. They've arbitrarily set this up. We need to be pushing back to say, you can't set this up. When do we finally put a kibosh on government and say, just because you think it's a good idea doesn't necessarily make it so? And let's get to our congressman and say, outlaw this.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.